Good morning, it is Ireland's Classic Hits and we're delighted to have Joanne Clifton on the line. Morning Joanne, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm very much looking forward to coming to Dublin.
Well listen, you have got professional dancing in your blood, literally. Yourself and your brother Kevin were taught by your parents who were professional dancers. I didn't realise that you were doing it from such a young age, because everyone will know you from your time on a Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from a whole dancing family. It's actually quite boring when people ask me, what do your parents do? And what do your family do? It's like, literally, we're all ballroom dancers. There's me, my brother Kevin, my parents, my auntie, my grandparents were ballroom dancers. Like, everybody in my family were ballroom dancers. So there wasn't much else we could do, really.
I would say every family wedding in your family, the extended family and all, I mean, I can imagine what the dance floors were like. Was no one doing the chicken dance, put it that way?
Well, here's the thing. Like, if I went to a club and we all went out dancing, I'd be the one just either step tapping or in a corner holding the drinks, because I don't like actually dancing out, because I always think people will think that I'm going to like kick a leg up near my head and do the splits and stuff like that in a club. And I'm like, yeah. Oh gosh, please don't watch.
The expectations are too high, are they, when you're out?
Yes, absolutely. I'm getting to the 40 mark as well. I mean, I do have osteoarthritis, but apart from that, I am still dancing.
You mentioned there about the osteoarthritis. So this is a fairly kind of a new thing that you were diagnosed with, wasn't it?
Well, I was diagnosed with it officially in 2015 after one of my knees swelled up on the Strictly UK tour. I think from the noise of the crackling noise that they've made and some twinges and pain that I'd had, I think I'd had it for longer than that. But here's the thing. I mean, when they did diagnose me with it, I did panic for about a day, a few tears and stuff. But then you think, well, I'm just going to seek medical advice. I'm going to be open about it with choreographers and stuff like that. And, you know, I did, even after the diagnosis, without sounding big-headed, I did win Strictly. And then I did a musical theatre show called Flashdance, which obviously it's in the name. I was dancing the whole way through. It was really, really physical. And I got through it. So that's kind of the message that I want to get out to young performers and young dancers, that your dreams aren't over if you do have osteoarthritis.
Because what are the symptoms of that? Like, would you struggle with the steps or going up and down stairs or that kind of thing? Yeah.
Yeah, it's stairs. I'm actually like a cow. I can go up easily upstairs. It's downstairs. I can't get downstairs. And I think cows are the same. But no, it's more like stiffness, sometimes elsewhere, twinges. If I've got steps in a routine where I like go down to the floor and have to get up quite quickly, or deep lunges, those kind of things. Those steps kind of give me a bit of grief. But because I'm so open with it, with the choreographers, if anything's given me any problems, he'll just change it for me.
Yeah. And does the warm weather, if you get away on holidays now, would the warm weather help that?
I am better in warm weather, I'm not going to lie. And I've actually learned, because I'm working with like these arthritis companies that make products to help and stuff like that. And through research, like 86% of arthritis sufferers do actually feel changes with changes of the weather. And I am one of those ones. When it is colder, I do tend to wake up and I'm like, oh, they're a bit stiffer than usual.
So any excuse to get away on a holiday, basically.
Exactly.
Because it's not something that even you think of that you think, oh, it's elderly people. And it's not. This can kind of hit you at any age, can't it?
Oh, my gosh. They've told me that it can affect children at, you know, they've got 2-year-olds who've got osteoarthritis. I worked a lot on Zoom over lockdown teaching dancing. And I had a few mothers actually contact me on Facebook Messenger saying, oh, thank you for the class. My daughter thinks her dance career is over because she's been diagnosed with osteoarthritis. And we've read that you've got it. Have you got any advice and stuff? And I tell them it's definitely not over. Listen to the doctors. Do your research into some products. The more open and not embarrassed you are about it, the more things you can do. Because in the rehearsal period of any musical that I've done, literally if the choreographer put something in that I knew that I wouldn't be able to keep up doing that step 8 times a week, I'd just be open about it and say, look, that's going to affect my knees. It's going to be painful. I won't be able to keep it up. And they'd just change it.
So is it more common then if you're a dancer, because you are using, you're so much more physical?
Yeah. It definitely is. I mean, I spoke to a ballet dance teacher who's been dancing since she was a kid in ballet as well. And she says, there's a lot. Is so much of it around. And actually from, because I've been quite open about it recently in the papers and stuff like that, I've been doing a lot of interviews, so many, specifically ballroom dancers, have contacted me and said, oh my gosh, yeah, I suffer from it too, and this, that and the other, like so many.
You're putting the competing to the side and you're focusing on the stage career now, touring with the Addams Family. So tell me all about this and who you play.
I play Morticia Addams. Now, I was excited when I got the phone call to go and audition. I was so excited that I actually went to the audition dressed as Morticia, which isn't really what you should do. You should always, we're always taught you should give a nod to the character.
Okay, but, played a bit cool. Played a little bit cool, like you don't really want it. Okay.
Exactly. But I actually said to the director in the audition at the end, I was like, I'm so sorry that I did come dressed as her. And I know it looks desperate, but I am desperate. I really want to play her. And he told me since that that did play a part in me getting the role.
But surely it's quite grueling as well.
It is quite challenging for me, I'm going to say. I mean, she's very different to me in real life. I do not have much in common with Morticia Addams, really, apart from the deep love for family. I wouldn't say I'm in any way dark or gothic. I don't have like this low, sultry voice. I'm not very still. I'm obviously come from a dancing background, and I also lived in Italy for 14 years. So Italians, when they speak, they're always using their arms. So I'm the same. So I'm not very similar to it. I actually did a pantomime over Christmas in the break on tour. And I was playing the vegetable fairy, and I think I'm much more of a vegetable fairy than I am Morticia Addams in real life. But because it is such a challenge, I absolutely adore it.
Is that loads of makeup then to make you look really pale?
Yeah, loads of white makeup. Yeah. I'm literally sat here with Carol Ball, who plays the Grandma Addams, and we spoke about it on the train. The makeup that we use is so heavy, and like, it's using it every day, sometimes twice if we've got a two-show day. And I've come up like in a few little spots coming out, a few little breakouts.
Oh, lovely.
It's all fine.
So I assume no fake tan is allowed for the foreseeable.
I actually love that. I've gone from being orange on Strictly to being so pale in the Addams Family, and I love it.
Oh, from the Oompa Loompa to being like a ghost.
So, exactly.
So tell me this much, what age groups are then going to see the Addams Family, the live show?
It's literally for the whole family. There are jokes in there, and like the storyline is quite simple. It's not the storyline of the film. It's actually later on in the Addams Family's life, because Pugsley and Wednesday are grown up and Wednesday is wanting to get married. So it's a completely new story. But there's like things in there that kids will find extremely funny. Like they find Grandma Addams' big burp. They find that really funny. But there's also so many jokes in there and so many things that only adults would understand, and they find it so hilarious.
So it's
for the whole family.
Oh, great. And a live orchestra as well, I hear.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, you should hear the tango. Like our violinist he holds the Guinness World Record of the fastest player of the flight of the bumblebee.
Wow.
And he's actually on tour with the Addams Family, and he plays it in the tango. And actually the bow that he uses from like the 17th century. So it's wonderful. Our band is absolutely incredible.
God, so he's not putting that in the undercarriage when he's flying. He's making sure that he has that with him at all times. You don't want to lose that on the flight, sure you don't.
Oh, no.
So it is on at the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin between the 5th and the 9th of April. And if we spot you out and about looking very, very pale, it's not because you're poorly, it's because you're playing Morticia. Thanks so much, Joanne Clifton there. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Have a great time in Dublin. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.